Well, good morning. Thanks for jumping on the first Mojo call of 2022. My name is Oren Solomon. I'm a Senior Vice President with ACN. And I wanted to kick off this year with a message about belief, the power of belief. I've been reading a book from Tim Kite about belief, and it's really, really, really good. So I'm going to read some excerpts of this book and share it with you. Before I get into that, though, there's a statement I want to make. And the statement is that life begins where the fear ends. I'll say it again. Life begins where the fear ends. All right, so let's talk about the power of belief. The power of belief often empowers the highest levels of performance. Performing with belief is a critical factor for achieving success in anything in life, in sports, business, school, family, friends, neighbors, and communities all are impacted by our beliefs. What you believe drives what you do. What you do determines what you achieve. And when your belief is strong, you perform smarter, better, and with better resilience. This is true everywhere in business, athletics, education, personal relationships, etc. What you believe either empowers you or it limits you. Empowering beliefs pull your performance up. Limiting beliefs pull your performance down. This is especially true under competitive pressure or in response to challenging situations. The good news is that your belief is your choice. So let's talk about the first thing. You win in your mind first. Under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You rise or you sink to the level of your training. Challenging situations put pressure on your mental toughness. Talent isn't enough. Physical training isn't enough. You must be fully engaged mentally. In other words, you must believe. This is because the body follows the mind. The highest levels of performance will require the deepest levels of belief. Elite performers win in their minds first. Let me give you guys an example. A great example is the 2017 New England Patriots Super Bowl team. In the third quarter, the Atlanta Falcons were dominating the Patriots. Excuse me. The Falcons had a 28-3 lead, and it looked like almost certain victory for Atlanta. No team in history of the Super Bowl had ever come back from a deficit that big. But then the Patriots elevated their play. Their defense started stopping. The offense started scoring points. And as the fourth quarter began, you could see and feel the Patriots getting their belief getting stronger. And you can see and feel Atlanta's belief starting to waver. With a minute left in the fourth quarter, the Patriots scored the game-tying score and went on to win in overtime. It was the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. Belief played a big part. The Patriots played poorly, and the Falcons played well for 3.5 quarters. But the Patriots never lost faith. And their belief kicked in when they needed it the most. It empowered them to accomplish something that had never been done before. It was almost impossible at the time. So why belief is so powerful? The power of belief resides in its ability to do four things. Belief creates vision. Belief creates strength of will. Belief creates resilience. And belief ignites and activates. So I'm going to talk about these four things. The first one, let's talk about belief creates vision. Belief sees the invisible. I'm going to say that again. Belief sees the invisible. It sees what has not been accomplished. Belief sees the goal. It sees the path required to achieve the goal. The path is the work that must be done, and the people who believe in a crystal clear vision of what work looks like. They see themselves in training, practicing, performing, and achieving. They see themselves on the path of doing the work. Because their clarity of vision, they ignore distractions, they ignore doubters, they do not concern themselves with what critics say, because they are laser-like focused. People who believe win first in their mind. Let's talk about the second one. Belief creates strength of will. Strength of will is the powerful alignment of an uncommon commitment, relentless perseverance, and consistent discipline. Uncommon commitment is the will to do whatever the path requires. Relentless perseverance is the will to stay on path for as long as necessary. Consistent discipline is the will to stay on to anything that is not on path. Strength of will is not about commitment to start. It's about the commitment to continue. It is about the many recommitments that are necessary to sustain the journey when it gets difficult, tedious, or painful. Belief is saying, I will, when it gets hard. It is the mindset that says, I will do the work. I will grind, no matter how difficult, no matter how hard or big the challenge. I will do whatever it takes or as long as it takes. Stop for a moment and consider the power of these two elements of belief, laser-like vision and extraordinary strength of will. Imagine what you can achieve if that is how you train, practice, and perform. If that is how you approach learning, if that is how you approach your job, if that is how you approach everything in life. Let's talk about the next one. Belief creates resilience. Resilience is the ability to respond and bounce back from adversity. It is the capacity to navigate through challenges, difficulties, and setbacks. Belief doesn't just survive adversity. It gets stronger because of it. Belief empowers people by giving them unshakable resolve. Belief is what animates the ability to respond to any situation with extraordinary toughness, tenacity, and determination. Because they believe elite performers maintain an unwavering focus on what needs to be done in response to adversity. They do not waste attention, time, or energy complaining or worrying. They focus their attention on energy, on doing what needs to be done. They never quit. They never give in. They never give up the mindset. When it gets harder, they get better. When difficult situations hit, because those sometimes, some things, very powerful, it sustains your vision and strengthens your will. It makes you stronger because of the adversity that you are forced to endure. And lastly, belief ignites and activates. Belief does one thing that is unique in human performance. It unleashes you. Because it has laser focus, and because it burns through doubt and distraction, belief is the ignition that activates your ability to operate at max capacity. It gives you full access to your talent and ability. Belief is the trigger that empowers you to perform at the highest level. Under competitive pressure, your belief determines how much access you have to your capabilities. Most people work very hard to develop capabilities, but sometimes fail to gain full access of those capabilities because doubt, distraction, and negative thinking hold them back. Again, under pressure, you don't rise to the occasion. You rise or you sink to the level of your training. Belief ignites and activates everything. Talent isn't enough. Training isn't enough. You must be fully engaged mentally. The highest levels of performance require the deepest levels of belief. It bears repeating, the elite win in their mind first. Finally, consider this. Belief is not simply about individual performance. It also is an essential element of the team performance. I'm going to say that again. It's an essential element of the team's performance. On a team, belief is a force multiplier. One of the most powerful forces on earth is a team bonded together by a shared belief in each other and their mission. An elite team has an elite level of belief. The power of belief is near the core of performance. Belief in yourself, belief in your team, and belief in others. It is purpose and clarity. Follow your beliefs. Hope this message helps you guys out today. Have an outstanding day, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.